Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the start of a new year is the perfect time, they say, for self-improvement and reflection, and often overlooked. One area that's often overlooked is our friendships and how we manage them. Now, as adults, maintaining meaningful connections can be challenging, and we've discussed that in this programme. And psychologist Maureen Gaffney joins us now to explore the upsides and the downsides of friendships and how they can be nurtured and managed. Dr. Maureen Gaffney, you're very welcome to the programme. And you're a tonic to listen to, I must say, and I'm glad to have you on this, on managing friendships, because it's a really difficult one, isn't it, as you get older?
I think friendships can be challenging, I believe the new word is, as any time in your life. We all know that our families and the relationships we have with members of our family have a huge impact on our lives, for good or ill. And we know in a general way that friends are very important. But I actually think we underestimate quite a bit their importance and their impact. And it isn't just on our psychological well-being and whether we're happy or content with friendships. It's on our physical well-being.
Really?
You know, a difficult period with a friend, a very difficult interaction, if it's frequent, you know, can, you know, put your heart rate up. It can sort of clench your stomach. And these kind of spikes in stress have significance. Mm. If a friendship goes... Sorry, Cormac.
To ask you a supplementary on that one. Is that really a real friend then? If you meet people and they rile you in that way, I mean, should you not cut them off?
Well, I think if a friend is, you know, or somebody in your social circle, I suppose, is consistently... difficult with you, and I think the difficulties are often, you know, people, for example, who are very self-preoccupied, and they only want to talk about things that interest them and give very short shrift to anybody else. I think that's one consistent problem. I think, you know, some people are... They're kind of users in a relationship. You know, they don't pull their weight in terms of organizing things or being there for people. And even if a friend is going through a very bad time and you genuinely don't know what to do, a simple question like, how can I help? Can I help in any way? I think can open up the topic, because you may be able to do something practical that you wouldn't have thought of yourself, or they may simply want you to listen to them, you know, without immediately jumping in with advice.
It took me until my mid-20s, I think, Maureen, to realise that friendships need work. I think before that it had just, you know, worked itself, you know, because of circumstances. But when you start to get pulled in all different directions and life gets involved and, you know, maybe you're growing apart, how important is the work in a friendship, or how much work should it be before it's too much work?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that there's a crunch point when, say, a group of single friends, you know, start, one or two of them start marrying off, and, you know, especially when they have young children, they have less and less time for their friends. And I think we have to build in a certain understanding about that. But we also have to be conscious that there's always a few, as it were, outliers, you know, who don't join that sort of, you know, stampede to marry, even though I suppose getting married at 34, you know, is hardly a stampede. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I think we have to be sensitive to the fact that that if you meet with a group of friends, you know, that you don't, and they're, most of them are married and have children, that you don't spend the whole evening, you know, talking about, you know, the ups and downs of child rearing. Mm. And so that someone is there as a sort of just simply as an audience. You have to always, I think, be conscious that people's lives may be different from yours, even if they're not talking about it. So I think that's very important. But it's equally important, you know, that you don't lose contact with your friends. And that's easy. That easily happens. But I think the important thing is that you have to realize that there's always repair work going on in relationships.
Yeah. Well, on that point then, what about when you realize a friendship really has run its course? Either you don't have enough in common anymore, or perhaps you don't really like the other person anymore. You don't like the way their views have evolved, you know, their life outlook. And that can happen. And I know people that it's happened to, actually. How do you end the friendship? Because that can be a very difficult, painful conversation.
Well, I think what most people do is they simply meet less and less frequently.
Let it peter out, yeah.
You know, that may not be possible, you know, if you're part of a circle and this person is going to keep turning up. That's when it gets very complicated, because you don't have the say in whether someone is part of that or not. They are part of it. And I think that can be difficult. And I think that's really where one of the key principles comes in, which is that it really isn't possible, I think, to have a friendship unless you build in some tolerance for the fact that nobody is perfect, including yourself. And in that sense, you will have to find, you can either leave the group or else you have to find a way of simply being tolerant of the person in the group. And that can be, you know, you can develop that in different ways. But I think it's important, because otherwise I think what people may do is try to manipulate the group in some way to exclude that person, and no one is going to like you for doing that.
Well, I think
I think there's very little perfection in life, and I think the most important principle is forgiveness, you know, in the sense that, you know, you figure that, you know, sometimes people will let you down, and you don't know what's going on in their lives. You know, if they keep letting you down, then I think you then have to go to the next principle, which is that you have to confront the issue, but to do it in a measured way.
Well, I think the key thing, and I knew you'd be a tonic to talk to, I must say, on this, but the key takeaway for me anyway from this conversation is the little bit of tolerance, because nobody is perfect. No truer words spoken. Look, we will talk again soon, I hope. Dr. Maureen Gaffney, psychologist, thank you very much.